morning, and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church prayer call. I am Reverend Leah Jackson, and I am delighted to lead you in prayer this morning. Do you believe that God loves you? Do you believe that Jesus loves you? As Christians, faithful followers of Christ, our knee-jerk reaction says, yes, of course I believe that. Absolutely, Jesus loves me, this I know. If someone asked you, why do you believe that Jesus loves you? What would you say? Many of us will begin to name all of the roles that Jesus plays in our life. He is my healer, provider, deliverer, waymaker, miracle worker, light in the darkness. He is my very best friend. He is closer than a brother. Jesus, in fact, is all of those things. And he so graciously shows up for us in all these ways and so many more. But far too many of us measure Jesus' love primarily by or solely by what Jesus does for us. We sit here looking for God to make us feel good, to give us what we want, as if he is a vending machine, existing to respond to our requests. We put in our requests through prayer, we press the button of our amen, and expect that a specific item, the item requested, and only that item, will fall out in the next 15 seconds. And oh, we're delighted, we are favored if something extra, bigger, better comes out as well. We get a 2-for-1, right? We think that means that Jesus loves us more. Oh, how he loves me, we profess. Favor ain't fair, right? But let that vending machine fail to give us what we ask for. We will shake that thing, kick it, yell at it, bang on it even. And if it still doesn't give us the requested item, we say, God doesn't love me. And it's the same thing when bad things happen to us. We begin to question his character and his love. God doesn't love me. Jesus has forsaken me. We whisper in the chambers of our hearts and in the privacy of our prayer closets. Because he let my mama die. He let my wife leave me. He let that man abuse me. He let them break into my house. He didn't heal my cancer. He didn't save my son. He didn't give me that job. God doesn't love me. This is not how God operates, though, or even how God treats us. 1 John 4:15 and 16 says, if anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. The Greek word for love used here is agape. That means that God's love is not just agape, he is agape. And because he is agape, every move he makes and word he speaks is out of his committed, benevolent, charitable, and sacrificial love. We may not get everything we want or yes to every prayer, and it will rain on the parade of the people of God, but that isn't because God doesn't love us. Our text in our devotional, Immeasurably More by Mark Mitchell, comes from Isaiah 53:12. Which says, therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. The greatest expression of God's love for you is not the answer to your past, present, or future prayers. It is the answer to a prayer that you didn't know to pray. The greatest expression of God's love, God's agape nature, is that he didn't want you to perish. He didn't want you to spend this life going through hell and turn around and spend eternity in hell. Ephesians 2:1-2 says that you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air. God loved you so much that he sent Jesus to come after you, to rescue us from sin, from the enemy, from our flesh, from the world. That's it. That is love. That is the evidence of God's love for us, affection towards us, commitment to us. That is God's charity, the death of his one and only son. Can that be enough for you? My sisters and brothers, as I continue to grow up in God and in the faith, I am working each day to base my love for Jesus solely on his completed work, the work of yielding to death on a cross as payment for my sins, being raised from the dead and then ascending to heaven to sit at the right hand of God. Everything else he does for me is an act of his grace and his mercy. And anything extra I get is just icing on the best cake ever. Let us pray. Thank you, God. Thank you for wrapping yourself in human flesh, coming down from heaven in the person of Jesus, just for us. Jesus, thank you for sacrificing your very self for us. You showed us how to live and live a life of love, how to love God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. Jesus, you did only what God told you to do. You stayed on mission. The reason that you came, you stayed focused. At every turn, you sought to do the Father's will and not your own. Then you showed us how to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. You advocated for the oppressed and spoke truth to power. You cared for the least, the lost, and the left out. You spent time with the cast out, cast down, and cast aside. You chose to love and to love without limit. Thank you for your greatest act of love, bringing us back into right relationship with God. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for loving us that much, for being all that we could ever need, all we could ever ask for. God, help Jesus to be all that we can ever want. Create a deep and abiding appreciation for the finished work of salvation. Make it enough for us to love Jesus back with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. Help us to walk each day in thanksgiving for that sacrifice. When we say, if Jesus doesn't do another thing, he's already done enough, help us to mean it and to live like it. When we get disappointed, when we get frustrated, when we get mad, help us to never question the love of Jesus. God, because of your grace, you allow us to bring our cares and concerns to you because you care for us. And we know and we trust that you are able to handle them. So we bring every care and concern to you this day. We bring to you our relationships, our health, our finances, our careers, our plans, and our dreams. We give you our joys and our sorrows. We ask you to comfort our grieving and mourning hearts and bring peace to this hurting and fragmented world. Use this church, your church, the Ray of Hope, as a light in the world to draw all men, women, boys, and girls unto you. We love you and we give you thanks for what you've already done. And we anticipate with excitement and humility all that you will continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen. My sisters and brothers, thank you so much for joining us for prayer this morning. We invite you to meet us back here next Wednesday at the same time. We also invite you to meet us in the sanctuary or online Sunday, 10 a.m. for worship. God bless you, my sisters and brothers. Go in peace, go in power, go in love, and with the assurance that Jesus loves you always.